For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Columbia residents gathered Saturday to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and to advocate for the removal of nuclear weapons. The Columbia Missourian reports Mid-Missouri Peace Works organized the event at Stevens Lake Park, which honored the lives of those lost in the bombings in 1945. Mark Haim is the director of Mid-Missouri Peace Works, and he says that 80 people had previously attended the annual event. Around 40 attended this year. Haim condemned governments around the world that have withdrawn from several nuclear arms-related treaties. Other organization members lit lanterns and placed them into the lake, referencing a Japanese tradition in memory of death. The Boone County Courthouse will now be able to hold a courtroom capacity of 25 as it moved back to operational phase 2 Friday. The Columbia Missourian reports the courthouse suspended most in-person activities after an employee tested positive for COVID-19 on July 24th. Only critical court proceedings could be held in the courthouse before Friday. Now up to 25 people can be in courtrooms, jury assembly, and deliberating rooms, among others. The courthouse will still require social distancing guidelines to be followed. It is still encouraged that people in the building wear masks or coverings during all court proceedings, according to a news release. Almost 100 community members attended a virtual town hall Saturday night on community policing in Columbia. The Columbia Missourian reports the event was hosted by 6 organizations, including Race Matters Friends and Worley Street Roundtable. Police Chief Jeff Jones and interim MU Police Chief Brian Weimer took questions. 35% of all drivers that were pulled over last year in Columbia were black, despite only being 11% of the population. Black drivers were more likely to be searched and arrested than white drivers as well. Others questioned if CPD and MU Police had created an anti-racist curriculum specific to the departments. Weimer said they hadn't, but that the department focuses on, quote, anti-bias training. A Northwest Missouri town is debating whether to change its high school's mascot name, dubbed the Savages. The debate has split the town of Savannah. The nearly all-white town has about 5,000 residents and is about an hour north of Kansas City. Savages has been the mascot since at least 1926 and is emblazoned across the town. Racial inequality protests sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis prompted some to start a petition to change the mascot. That then led to a counter-petition to keep it. A large crowd, nearly evenly split on the issue, attended a Savannah school board meeting last month. It's unclear if the board will take action. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.